And good morning to you. Welcome to the News Talk 1110 KBND Morning News. Frank Bonacresti here. It's 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. I'm going to give you the traffic and weather in just a moment. And we've got Dear Kim in with the news. Dear Kim. Yeah, it's not too patronizing, is it? Good morning.
You could never be patronizing, Frank.
Well, I hope not. Didn't mean to be. It's just looks so bright and cheerful on this Tuesday morning and when it's still dark outside.
I know, and it was quite a bit warmer than yesterday.
Very nice.
At least the snow was now. Yeah. All right, moving on. Deschutes County Commissioner Tony DeBone is trying to mend fences with District Attorney Pat Flaherty. A couple of weeks ago, DeBone proposed the county dock Flaherty's salary by 20% for starting expensive grand jury investigations. Last week, that issue was resolved with DA Flaherty accepting the apology of county council for releasing private information accidentally to the media. Commissioner DeBone wants to put the issue behind him.
Let's make sure we're just, get whatever we need to get out on the table and move forward here. You know, I'm not starting with any kind of an agenda, positive or negative, with the newly elected district attorney, and I'm the newly elected commissioner. So let's make sure we can, get this past us, move forward. We got a lot of work to do for the people.
Commissioner DeBone has asked for a meeting with DA Flaherty to iron out any differences. Gas prices in Oregon are inching closer to $4 a gallon. 1110 KBND's Brad Ford reports.
Oregon's average price for gas up 7 cents to $3.75 a gallon.
Gas prices are up for the week, but these increases are a bit more normal for this time of year than some of the major increases we have seen in the previous weeks.
AAA's Marie Dodd says diesel is up 3 cents in Oregon to $4.12 a gallon. Unrest in the Middle East remains the main factor driving prices up. Hawaii has the highest price for gas at $4.21 a gallon, followed by Alaska and California.
Washington State is fourth most expensive, up from 8th last week, up 7 cents. To $3.77. Oregon is ninth most expensive for the third week in a row.
In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Deschutes Public Library is making plans to see fewer dollars this year to decreased tax revenue. Library Director Todd Dunkelberg says they've cut corners by not replacing workers who leave the library, and they also are cutting back on hours.
This year, we're actually looking at a 3.6% drop in revenue coming in from taxes. At the same time, our expenses are rising at about 3%. So there's about a 6 and 7% difference there.
The smaller branches, East Bend, Sisters, Sun River, and Lapine, will only be open 5 days a week. Redmond will be open 6 days, closed on Sunday, and the main downtown Bend branch will be open 7 days, but with fewer hours. Healthcare is the biggest issue facing Central Oregon veterans. 1110's KBND Dave Adams has the story.
Advocates say veterans need help with post-traumatic stress disorder, and that can lead to suicide. PTSD occurrences are on the rise.
It's becoming more prevalent. The numbers of returning Iraq and Afghanistan vets, I hear fluctuations of percentage, but is 60% down to 30% of returning veterans have some level of post-traumatic stress disorder.
Veteran Cody Standiford works with Congressman Greg Walden's office in Bend. He says when you combine PTSD, traumatic brain injury, and a poor economy, that can amount to a perfect storm for many veterans, and some are choosing suicide. Standiford says three guys from his Iraq-stationed unit committed suicide after they returned home. Several more suicides were averted simply because someone took the time to care and talk to a vet about issues. He says an understanding ear can save a life. Dave Adams, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Thousands of volunteers collect pounds of trash from Oregon's coastline twice a year. Saturday, about 3,200 people turned out again for the Solve Spring Beach Cleanup. Rachel Picure says trash comes from all over the world.
Trash travels with the wind and rain, so it can come from far inland, can come from anywhere basically on the Pacific Rim, so it travels basically around the world.
Volunteers collected almost 44,000 pounds of trash, including some garbage related to the tsunami. The most unusual item found on Saturday was a yacht that was pulled out of the Port of Brookings by the recent tsunami and washed ashore on Mill Beach. For details on these stories and more, check out KBND.com. I'm Kim Birchfield reporting 1110 KBND Radio News.
10 minutes after 6 o'clock, and good morning to you. What's going on with your traffic and weather today? Like Kim said at the open, it's not freezing, so that means roads are actually in pretty decent shape this morning. Headed out of town today, just spots of ice at the Santee Ammon Government Camp. Willamette Pass has some packed snow. ODOT just advises you carry your chains. What's going on with our forecast this morning?